WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation.
And we're about set to get started here. Regional boys basketball, Galesburg and Geneseo part two. And if Galesburg can win this game, a familiar opponent in Rock Island is two solid games, two good ball games between Galesburg and Rock Island earlier. And this, again, a team that Galesburg, if they play their game, make the shots they're supposed to make, get after it, they should win the ball game, no question about it. Geneseo starting the lineup, the guy who broke Galesburg's heart at one of the guards, a 5'10 senior, Eric Ganson. And another guard position, a couple of different starters in this game, a 6-foot sophomore, Blake Progerns. Two forwards, 6'2 junior Mike Ashpole, and a 6'5 senior Eric Dornfeld. You'll hear his name a lot. And the man in the middle, a 6'6" senior Derek Griffin. The head coach, David Martin, in his first season, Geneseo, a member of the NCIC, and they're 13-13. The Silver Streaks, a familiar lineup at one of the guards. The team's leading scorer, Dalton Davis, a 6-foot sophomore, averaging 11.4 points per ball game. At the other guard, a 6-foot sophomore, Brandon Thompson. Brandon Thompson averaging 3.6 a ball game. The front line, Victor Davis averaging 10 points and 8.4 rebounds. He's a 6'4" junior. Caleb Weaver, a 6'3" senior, averaging 7 points and 6.5 rebounds for the Streaks. And Tanner Libby, a 6'5" senior, averaging 6.6 points per ball game. Fourth on the team at 3-point makes with 13 on the season. Dalton Davis with 38. Chad Thompson off the bench with 19. Brandon Thompson, 15. Galesburg coming into this game, again trying to snap a three-game losing streak. If they don't, the season's over. If they do, they play Rock Island. And offensively, the Silver Streaks putting up 52 points per ball game, giving up 54, and got to keep the turnovers down. The Streaks averaging 16 turnovers a game. The opponents a little more than 14.5. So they'll come to center court, a bigger Geneseo team, one that we're a little more familiar with over years past. Geneseo has beaten the Silver Streaks three straight times. Galesburg with the edge of the series, 36-13. This is meeting number 50. Ball is tipped in the air. Griffin actually tipped it to the Silver Streaks' Brandon Thompson. So Galesburg controls on the first possession with the basketball up top. Caleb Weaver. Weaver over on the right side to Tanner Libby. Libby takes a dribble toward the middle. Back up to Brandon Thompson. Off to the right wing. Shuffles the pass to Dalton Davis. Off a screen up top. Kicks it out. Libby penetrates down the middle. Kicks it away. Threw it away. Threw it right in the hands of Aaron Ganson, and Geneseo first possession off a Galesburg turnover. Inside they go to the basket. Griffin shot no good. Tipped around off Geneseo to the Streaks.
Well, Griffin, a guy that wasn't starting the last time we played them, and not a lot of touch on that. A good strong move in the basket, but threw a brick up there.
Well, they reversed the call and said Geneseo gets it. So instead, it's Ganson with the basketball up top. No score, 40 seconds into the game. Inside, Griffin working against Victor Davis. No trouble. Derek Griffin gets Geneseo on the board, 2-0.
They can't play behind him.
And it's Brandon Thompson over on the right wing. Up top, Victor Davis. Left side, Thompson. Bounce pass into Weaver. On the block, working against Griffin. Nothing there. He threw it in the backcourt. Bad start for the Streaks. Two straight turnovers, and Geneseo gets it back with 6:59 to go first quarter.
Well, again, we cannot defend against Griffin the way we did the last time down, because if he gets the ball down low, if there's good an athlete as Victor Davis.
Ganson with it on the right wing. Inside it goes to Krogert. Bounce pass. Griffin, he's got another basket. 4-0 Geneseo. Simple post pass, and Griffin going to work on the undersized Victor Davis. Rarely do we see a guy take Victor Davis to the basket with success, but that's what he's doing. Up top with the ball, Brandon Thompson. A little double team action. He's met by Dornfeld on the help. Bounce pass to Davis, threw it at his feet. Third straight turnover. Galesburg looks awful right now. On the left wing, Krogert down on the baseline. He picks up the dribble, working on Thompson. Inside, tried to go to Griffin, tipped away by Davis. Thompson with the basketball. Front court, Libby, right side, goes to the basket, charging foul. Turnover number 4, foul on Libby, as the man was there to take the charge.
Number 44, Libby, is first. He's first
So it is Geneseo with the basketball. Bringing it across is Ganson. Ganson on the right wing. First time Ashbowles touched the ball. Back to Ganson on the right baseline. Hawked by Libby. He gets it off the give and go. Pull up jumper, free throw line. Libby after the shot just creamed him. Second foul on Libby, and he's probably coming out of the game. Galesburg, four possessions, four turnovers. Geneseo, a 4-0 lead, and to the line, Aaron Ganson. Ganson makes the free throw. It is now 5-0 Geneseo. Not the way Mike Reynolds wanted to start this thing off. 5:59 to go, first quarter. Ganson's second free throw, made them both. 6-0 Maple Leafs. Whether it's tightness or just simple lack of execution, Galesburg off to a bad start. Chad Thompson in the ballgame, four of his silver streaks for Libby. Pull-up jumper, Victor Davis in the lane, short. Rebound, Weaver working on Dornfeld, lobbed it in the baseline, no one home, but chased down by Victor Davis. To Chad Thompson, he goes up top to Dalton Davis. Dalton Davis working on Ganson, right wing. Brandon Thompson down low to Victor. To the basket he goes, help side defense there. He missed the layup. Chad Thompson put back, no good. Rebound off the floor to Krogert, foul on Griffin. So Galesburg gets a break, Griffin over the back. Inside, Victor Davis, fall-away jumper on Ashpole. This one's short. He's 0 for 2 to start the game. Griffin the rebound. So those long arms affecting Galesburg shooters. Bound the court. Beat the defense back. Ashpole missed the layup. Victor Davis the rebound. Galesburg caught a huge break there. Brandon Thompson the other way. Pull up three on the right side. Actually, Dalton Davis. The three gets Galesburg on the board. 6-3. Geneseo, 5 minutes to play first quarter. And Galesburg benefits by a Geneseo turnover. They kicked it out of bounds deep on the right side. Second Maple Leafs infraction. Out goes Griffin for Geneseo. And in comes Staub. Jonathan Staub, a 6'4" junior. Right wing with it, Chad Thompson. He's guarded by Ashpole. Inside, Davis has a seal on Dornfeld. Over Dornfeld, shot good. Victor Davis now getting the range. 6'5". Galesburg scored five straight. 4:40 to go, first quarter. Man-to-man defense by the Silver Streaks. Up top, Staub gives to Krogert, backing in on Dalton Davis. Up top, Ganson, long jumper on the way, good from three. Aaron Ganson with five in the game off the screen, 9-5, Geneseo. Chad Thompson having some trouble with the basketball on the right side. He picks it up, bad pass up top, thrown away, five turnovers on the Streaks. Ganson the other way, fall-away runner in the lane, no good, missed it badly. Victor Davis, the rebound for the Streaks. An in-between shot, he didn't know what to do. Brandon Thompson works it down to the left baseline. Up to Davis, long three up top on the way. Good! Victor Davis with five of Galesburg's eight. Geneseo a one-point lead, 3:53 to go. Galesburg heating up. Up top with it, Staub. Man-to-man Galesburg defense off a screen. Here comes another long one by Ganson. This one missed badly. Chad Thompson, the rebound off the floor for the Streaks. They can take the lead with 3:40 to play. Dalton Davis with it now. Up top off his screen, Ganson guarding him. Right wing, Chad Thompson looking for Weaver inside. Weaver, let's see him get a little bit more active in the post. Need two post threats. Hand off to Chad Thompson, top of the key. He works over on the left elbow, bounces the pass. Bad one up top, saved by Brandon Thompson. Thompson over to Dalton Davis, three right side. Good! Dalton Davis, second three of the quarter. Galesburg, an 11-9 lead with 3:13 to go first quarter. So a nice run by the Streaks, 11-3. On the left baseline, attacking the basket. Ganson, or rather Krogert, a shot good on the left side. Tried to take a charge in-between defensive play. Mike Reynolds says timeout. Good job by Galesburg to come back after four straight turnovers. 30-second timeout. We'll hang on to it. 2:59 to go first quarter. 11-11 the score.
Basket. Silver Streaks, on the other hand, for as poorly as they took care of the basketball, five turnovers in the first 4 minutes. That three ball certainly helped. We'll knock a few of those down. You catch up in a hurry, and that's been the case for the Silver Streaks.
2:59 to go in the first quarter, 11-11, the score. Galesburg off to an awful start, but give them credit. They bounce back. Couple of threes by Dalton Davis. Victor Davis, 5 points, and the Streaks with the ball, trying to regain the lead. Tied at 11, Chad Thompson up top to Victor Davis. He puts it on the floor, gets around Griffin to the basket. He's fouled to the line. Victor goes, where he shoots 71%. Good, strong move to the basket. More impressively, the quickness and the footwork of Victor Davis. Ashpole the foul.
They called Ashpole. Actually, Blake Kroger was the one that got him on the wrist first. He got away with one there.
Victor at the free throw line looking for his 6th point of a game. Side spin on that ball. It went out on him. He's got another coming. Galesburg tied at 11. They just recently took an 11-9 lead at the 3:13 mark. Davis' second free throw, good. 6 in the game for Victor, 12-11. Galesburg the lead. Chad Thompson out of the game. Ryan McElmurray, who had a bad ankle, didn't play the last game. He's in now. This will allow Galesburg to full court press. That's what they're doing. They want to get some turnovers out of this. Geneseo breaks it rather easily. Krogert with it down on the baseline. Up top, Ganson thought about a three. Brandon Thompson out to guard him. Left side, Krogert with it now. High post, Ashpole shot up over McElmurray. Good. That was beautiful. Working off of a curl. Ashpole the jumper, 13-12, Geneseo. Much better looking team than we saw at their place. McElmurray on the right wing. Up top, Victor Davis. 2:18 to go first quarter. 1 point Maple Leafs lead. Off his screen, Thompson long three. In and out it goes. Rebound, Krogert. And a foul is called off the rebound.
Hey, Thompson just missed that one. That was in our 4th 3-pointer of this quarter. And that one just rimmed out. And I just now noticed, it took me a little while, Mike Bromley's crew is here.
So oh, no.
Hope the coaches are well behaved, because that usually means a technical or two before the night's over when Mr. Bromley is here.
There's no doubt about it. Ashpole with it now, up top with a pass to Kroger. He goes over on the left wing, down low, inside, working Griffin over. Victor missed the first shot, got his rebound and put it back down. Griffin, 6 points and a couple rebounds in the first quarter. 15-12, Geneseo. 1:50 to go, first quarter. Griffin's a size problem. He is long and big. Left wing, Dalton Davis. Up top, Brandon Thompson. He's got a mismatch with Dornfeld. He finds Victor Davis posting up against Kroger. Out to Thompson, back to Davis. They see that mismatch. Davis, foul low. Beautiful pass to Weaver. Up and under. Good, and a foul. What a feed from Victor Davis. And Weaver, a nifty shot underneath the basket.
Caleb Weaver seems to be better at those shots up and under the basket than he is a direct layup. He's just a little more comfortable on those because he spins that up there nice on a reverse off the glass and now has a chance for a 3-point play.
Free throw coming up by Caleb Weaver on the season. He is at 56%. Free throw missed it. Rebound by Staub, who jumped around and got the carom. 15-14, Geneseo, 1:27 to go in the first quarter of play. Out on the right wing, Ashpole down on the baseline. They go. Staub with the basketball. Back up top, Ganson. The guard dribbles into some traffic, kicks it out. They swing it around. Another new guy in the game for Geneseo, Sam Hamer. He started the last time these two teams played. Had a pretty good ball game. Hamer has it now out of the left wing. Lob inside Dornfeld. Help defense. McElmurray way too late. And the bucket by Dornfeld. They are having a field day inside against the Streaks. And their offense very smooth right now. 17-14. Geneseo.
As long as they can keep getting the ball to the big guys like that, we'll have our problems all night because we just can't handle their size inside once they get it down low.
Dalton Davis almost tied up. Now he has trouble hanging onto the ball. Ball tipped out of bounds. Who is it? Geneseo gets it. Good defense by Ganson to come in and strip it away. Galesburg's 6th turnover. Brian Garnett in the ballgame for the Streaks. Out goes Caleb Weaver. 17-14 Geneseo with 42 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Well, Brian Garnett coming in. It'll be interesting to see if he can provide a little spark. He'll probably provide a few fouls, but that's the downside. But the upside, a lot of times he brings some energy, draws some charges, and gets some things done out there.
McElmurray tipped the basketball loose, but Geneseo gets it back up top with it now. One of their guards, Ashpole, Now it's in the hands of Ganson. 22 seconds to go in the quarter. McElmurray on Ganson. He dribbles over to the right side. Now attacks the baseline. Feed inside. Dornfeld, catch, shoot, foul. He got his man in the air. Did Ganson. Dornfeld in the right place, right time. He's going to shoot two.
Guess who the foul's on?
Brian Garnett. So Dornfeld with 2 points. He really spread the wealth. Ganson, Kroger, Dornfeld, Ashpole, Griffin all have scored. Free throw good. 18 points, a far cry from the last game these two teams met. There were some points coming around in this one. Second by Dornfeld, he made them both. 19-14, Geneseo. 14 seconds to go in the first quarter. Galesburg led 11-9. They've been outscored 10-3 since. McElmurray with the top of the key, 6 seconds to go to Dalton Davis, puts it on the floor, trying to get a shot, 2 seconds up top, long three by McElmurray, no good, that's the end of the first quarter. Geneseo put together a nice run, and they've looked solid so far. They lead the Silver Streaks after one, 19-14. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
There's no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on breakfast at McDonald's. We feel so confident about this that we gave a dollar to some people and challenged them to prove us wrong. These are their stories.
I got one side of my car washed.
I bought 2.5 stamps.
I tipped my dentist.
There you have it. Actual proof from actual voice actors acting like actual people. Indeed, there is no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on a hot and savory McDonald's sausage biscuit or McMuffin. Only $1 every day on the breakfast dollar menu. Prices and participation may vary.
Your news talk and sports station, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at Thiel Gymnasium, it is Galesburg trailing Geneseo 19-14. Just at the beginning of the second quarter, Geneseo with the basketball. Again, been having some problems here, got some major equipment issues, and we're working through them. And we'll do what we can to bring you all the action, one way or another. We'll get it in. 7:35 to go, just underway in the second quarter, and it is Geneseo on top, 19-14. Up top with the ball, Sam Hamer. Galesburg in a man-to-man defense. On the left wing with it, Staub back up top to Hamer. He goes on the right elbow to Ashpole. Turnaround jumper, made it. Tough shot over Brandon Thompson. Mike Ashpole with four, and Geneseo leads by 7, 21-14. Victor Davis driving baseline, and a reach-in foul called on the Maple Leafs. And it is their fourth team foul. Picking it up is Dornfeld. He has just one. Griffin with two fouls for Geneseo. Out of bounds, the ball comes. It is Dalton Davis taking it out. Inside, it goes to Victor Davis. Davis inside, shot good. Victor Davis now with 8 points in the ball game. And now Geneseo with a 21-16 lead. They have the basketball. Over on the left wing, they work it. In the hands of Dornfeld. Inside turnaround jumper. Ashpole, free throw line area, no good. Chad Thompson, the rebound, four of his Silver Streaks. His third board off the bench. 6:30 to go, down five. And they attack on the offensive end. Brandon Thompson with it, hands off to Dalton Davis. Galesburg led once in this ball game at 12. Make that 11-9. Right wing, Dalton Davis bounces it down to Victor Davis. Pull-up jumper over Dornfeld. Sweet shot from 16 on the right side. Victor, second field goal of the quarter. He has 10 in the ball game. 21-18. Galesburg down three. Victor Davis brought his offensive game. It took a while, but he's clicking. On the right wing, up top it goes, faking, shooting, Staub. He missed it off to the left, rebound Dalton Davis. Here comes Galesburg. Chance to get within one or tie the ball game. We're going to see Krogert come back in just a moment for Geneseo. Up top, now it goes on the left wing to Chad Thompson. to Dalton Davis, right of his circle. Down low to Victor Davis. He finds Weaver backdoor. Shot good. Weaver beats Staub to the basket. Caleb's 4 points of the game, 21-20. Up top with it for Geneseo, a reach-in foul called on Galesburg. Team foul number five at the 5:20 mark of the second quarter, and Galesburg trailing by just one, 21-20. Krogert back in the ballgame for Geneseo, and it's the Maple Leafs with the out-of-bounds play. Ganson over on the right wing. He drives down the lane. Shot good. Tough shot by Ganson. Shows he's more than just a shooter as he gets to the basket. Now has 7 points in the game, and they lead it 23-20. So they're doing it inside and out so far. Weaver up top, right wing. Dalton Davis finds Victor down low. He gets around his man. Up top, the pass goes to Chad Thompson. They've covered up him pretty well, and a guy loses his shoe. Victor Davis shoeless right now as he'll try and get that set up. The way Victor's playing right now, I think he could play barefooted. He is absolutely turned it on offense and playing exceptional basketball right now. So they await Victor getting that taken care of, and they'll take the ball out of bounds just to the side of the Geneseo bench. And we get it into Brandon Thompson up top, Victor Davis. Davis, right wing, Dalton Davis. Off the screen, Chad Thompson. He lets one fly on the way, missed it long. Rebound high to get it and hand it off was Krogert. That was a nifty play. And Geneseo's Ganson in the front court with the ball, guarded by Brandon Thompson. Out on the left wing to Krogert. Krogert up top. Staub with the basketball now. He looks inside. Actually, it's Hamer. Dornfeld faces his man up, shoots a 15-footer way short. Chased down by Caleb Weaver. Here, across half court, is Dalton Davis, guarded by Ganson, man-to-man Geneseo defense. Despite Galesburg's troubles against the zone, they're going to play man, and they've done it well so far. Galesburg's put it together after a rough start. Driving the lane, Dalton Davis splits through two men, cannot finish the shot, ball off the floor, taken by Krogert, just couldn't finish. Nice move to the hoop. Ganson with it on the left baseline, beyond the three-point line, under 4 minutes to go, a three-point Geneseo lead. He gets the handoff from big Eric Dornfeld. He's working on Weaver. Skips it across. Three-point shot on the way. No good by Krogert. He smacks his hands together. And Brandon Thompson comes away with the rebound for the guys in black. Galesburg, Geneseo wearing the green tops with the white trim. Bounce pass to Victor Davis inside. Follow-away jumper over Dornfeld in his face. Timeout as Victor Davis hits his third field goal of the quarter. Has 12 points in the game, and Geneseo just a 2-point lead, or a 1-point lead rather, 23-22, timeout on the floor. We'll take it as well. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com. Gotta figure out what the hell is going on here.
Ready and
Terry Cavanaugh here from WGIL. Join me tomorrow morning at 9:15 on Galesburg Live with Tammy Roskamp, Superintendent of Abingdon School District 217 on WGIL.
Credit Insurance in Galesburg.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back to live action, and Eric Dornfeld, just like that, makes a shot, puts Geneseo on top, 25-22. Galesburg with a jumper on the right side from three. Dalton Davis has three threes in the ballgame, and we're tied at 25. Getting much more entertaining as we go along here. Galesburg and Geneseo fighting to keep their seasons alive. And a tip ball on the left side. Galesburg thought they had it as they trapped Geneseo's Ganson and Dornfeld. It stays with the Maple Leafs. It's triggered in now. Well, finally in by Krogert. 2:55 to go in this First half of play, Geneseo and Galesburg tied at 25. Inside, Dornfeld working on Weaver. Nice move, banked it home on the left block. Dornfeld with 8 points in the first half. Geneseo regains a 27-25 lead. Dalton Davis brings it across over to McElmurray's. He'll spread the floor. Now a 2-3 zone by, actually a 3-2 zone by Geneseo as they pack it inside. They know Davis has done some problems. Here's Chad Thompson, three. Missed it long. Dornfeld the rebound. They pulled him down. Caleb Weaver is going to pick up foul number two as he pulled Dornfeld to the ground as he got the rebound.
Not a lot of rebounds to be had in this one so far. More made shots than this one's by both teams. What a difference this is from the first meeting between these clubs last month in Geneseo.
So it is. The Silver Streaks back on defense, trailing 27-25. And Aaron Ganson, as well as Blake Kroger, the guard, spit it out, Mike. Down on the baseline to Ganson. Gives to Dornfeld. Dornfeld faking. Now he carried the basketball. They don't call it. Kroger now on the baseline. Rather, Ganson eludes his man. Pull-up jumper from 11. Not good defense at all. Ganson made the jumper. He faked everyone out. 29-25. Geneseo long jumper. Air ball by Dalton Davis on the right side. Quick shot. Ill-advised. And the rebound taken by Geneseo's Chase Von Osdorp, who's in the ballgame. Long jumper up top. Ganson, three. Boy, they are lights out right now. Ganson, seven in the quarter, has a dozen in the game, and they're back up seven, their biggest lead of the game, 32-25. Boy, in a blink, they take the lead and run with it. High post to Victor Davis, out to Thompson, long three right side. Chad Thompson, he got a big basket there. First bucket of the ball game, 32-28, Geneseo. We're almost at the final score of the last game. Up top with it. Over to the right wing, Hamer from Kroger. Top of the key, Von Osdorp. He hands Ganson, long pull-up jumper. He's on fire over McElmurray. Ganson from the free throw line. He has tearing it up, 34-28, Geneseo. Nobody has an answer for Eric Ganson. Aaron Ganson. 9 points in the quarter, has 14 in the first half. Over on the right wing, Davis inside to Victor Davis. Up top, McElmurray working against Hamer. Nothing there. Hands to Dalton Davis. Out to Chad Thompson. In a blink, he had a three. 47 seconds to go. Victor Davis, free throw line jumper. It's long off the back of the iron. Tipping it around and off the floor. Losing the ball, Geneseo's Hamer. So he gets a rebound and a turnover out of the deal. And up top, Dalton Davis with the ball. 32 seconds to go first half. Streaks down six. Bryant Garnett loses the ball for a moment. Good pickup by Dalton Davis to Victor Davis. Working on the left wing. Puts it on the floor. Working on Dunfeld. He's traveled. Six turnovers on the Silver Streaks on the travel by Victor Davis. Somebody didn't like the call, but it was definitely a travel.
Well, Victor's done about everything right in this quarter, but that time just one too many steps as he tried to get ready for a shot. He has had a terrific offensive first half.
Geneseo with a chance to get their biggest lead of the game right here. Up 6, 34-28, 14 seconds to go. On the left wing, Ganson kicks it up top to Kroger. Kroger back to Ganson on the left wing. 7 seconds to go. Joe Mangieri guarding him closely in the ballgame for defense. Loses the ball backcourt. Mangieri, layup, shot up. No! He had a chance to go in. He quick shotted it. Put it up too quickly. Either way you call it, describe it, he missed the shot. After the end of the first half, Geneseo 34, Galesburg 28. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg Boys Basketball is brought to you by Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary. Bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Gold Fine and Bowls. Experience that wins in Galesburg and Peoria. And now the WGIL broadcast team of Mike Perry and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville, and by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. To help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
If you've been hurt in an accident or at work, you want the best legal counsel on your side. Get Goldfein and Bowles. Goldfein and Bowles has successfully represented personal injury victims in Central Illinois for over 40 years. In the last 3 years, they've recovered over $42 million for their injured clients. 138 years of combined legal experience makes the difference. Trust the knowledge and absolute proven results of Goldfein and Bowles. Goldfein and Bowles, experience that wins.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies.
I know we just met Trophy, but I love you.
You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Huron. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball continues with first half stats and reaction from Streaks assistant coach. It's the Silver Streaks Halftime Show on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Geneseo leading 19-14 after the first quarter, and they score 15 points in the second quarter. Galesburg 14 of the second quarter, so it is a even 14 for Galesburg through the first two quarters. But Geneseo off to a good start this ball game, leading 6-0 to get the ball game started. Galesburg committed four turnovers in a row to begin the ball game, so they dug themselves a hole that they've been trying to get out of. They did take a lead at 2-11-9 with 3:13 to go in the first quarter. Geneseo tied the game, regained the lead, and extended it out to 5 at the end of the first quarter. They've led by 7 on two different occasions in the first half, 21-14 and 32-25, and they lead it by 6 at the intermission. Again, the score 34-28. We'll look at some individual numbers when we come back. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Bathin' Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Oh, having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming. So I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for you youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Craddy Insurance in Galesburg and Pekin Insurance are offering a revolutionary return of premium term life insurance policy that offers a money-back guarantee. Here's how it works. Your beneficiary receives a death benefit if you die, but if you live, Pekin Insurance will give you back all the premiums you have paid. no questions asked. It's available with affordable guaranteed level premium for periods of 20 or 30 years. Don't hesitate to visit your local Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, today.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Tonight, increasing clouds, low around 34. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, high around 60. Gust around 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy, continuing to be breezy, low around 45. Gust up to 30 miles per hour as well. Friday, sunny, high 58. And Friday night and Saturday, cloudy, chance of rain, low around 41, high 55. Currently, it's 45 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
During the radio auction, bid on item number 407, a hot stone massage from Massage and Body Works by Delma.
The bidding begins at 7 a.m. March 21st on WGIL.
Half, it is Galesburg trailing Geneseo 34-28. Good offensive performance in the first half by Victor Davis. He led Galesburg with 12 points. Geneseo getting it from a lot of different people. Aaron Ganson, the guy who led Geneseo with the game-winning basket in the game at Geneseo back on January 31st. 14 points in the first half. He has 9 of those in the second quarter. He's the only Maple Leaf in double figures. 8 points for Eric Dornfeld in the middle. 6 for Derek Griffin. 4 for Mike Ashpole and 2 for Blake Krogert. Dalton Davis, 3 three-point field goals for Galesburg. He has 9 behind Victor Davis's 12. 4 points for Caleb Weaver and a 3 in the second quarter for Chad Thompson as Geneseo shooting the basketball very, very well and running a very impressive, well-designed offense, getting guys open off screens and utilizing their two big post guys, 6 foot 6 inch Derek Griffin and 6 foot 5 inch Eric Dornfeld. They've looked very good. So a Silver Streaks deficit at the half. If they want to live to play another game against Rock Island, they'll have to get it going in the second half, third quarter. That's a key quarter. Galesburg put up just 7 points in the third quarter the last time out against Geneseo after a 7-point second quarter and then outscored the Maple Leafs 13-12 in the fourth quarter. Does not appear we're headed toward that type of game. It's already 34-28 after a 36-35 game the last time out. Geneseo looking better. They're bigger and taking advantage of their size inside. And Galesburg's Victor Davis and Dalton Davis, really the two offensive dangers for the Silver Streaks. Nobody else has gotten off track. Second half, it's coming up next. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars and seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies.
I know we just met Trophy, but I love you.
You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets.
And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing,
Breed Loves will show you the love.
Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
The Chargers women's basketball team battles Illinois Valley in the finals of the Region 4 tournament at Triton College Saturday. Pregame coverage begins at 2:10 on WGIL. Galesburg begins the first quarter with the basketball. Victor Davis misses a shot in close. Tipped out of bounds by Geneseo. Joe Mangieri out to start the second half for the Streaks. Gives to Dalton Davis. Missed the layup down the lane. Victor Davis rebound. He's fouled. Going to the line to shoot two, where he has split two shots and is there with 12 points.
Streaks very active on their opening possession, and Davis with a good drive that time, and Victor Davis with the follow and a chance for a couple of free throws here. We got no free throws in that second quarter. Neither team, I don't think, attempted a free throw after both teams got to the line a few times in the first quarter.
So Davis, his silver streaks, one of two from the line. He makes the free throw. They're now two of three. I can finally hear you. Tried a couple of other gizmos, and it confirms we are dealing with a bad mixer, and it's made for a rough go of it. Maybe now that that's fixed, hey, I'm superstitious. Streaks now within four after Davis makes both free throws, 34 to 30. It is Geneseo's Krogert with the basketball across half court. He goes over on the left side to Ashpole. They have their starters in the ballgame. Dornfeld, Griffin, bad pass up top. Joe Mangieri steals it away. Layup, good! Joe Mangieri, great anticipation. Turnover on Geneseo. He scores. Galesburg within two.
Well, twice Joe Mangieri's come up big. He denied Geneseo a shot at the end of the first half, and now a steal and a bucket there.
Hanson, or rather Krogert, back the other way. Missed the shot inside Griffin. The rebound. He's quickly fouled. And we'll test his free throw shooting ability as the foul is committed on Galesburg's Tanner Libby. He had two real quick fouls within a minute the first quarter, and he didn't play again.
Yeah, Libby was really a non-factor, having to sit down quickly. He brought a lot of energy, but a little too much as he got those fouls. And now Derek Griffin, the big kid, will toe the line for Geneseo. They are 5 of 5 tonight from the line.
4 of 4 in the first quarter. Galesburg was 1 of 2, and now 5 of 5. Last time out, what'd they do from the line? Just 3 of 3. Made them both. So apparently they can stick the free throws. 35, make it 36. 32, Maple Leafs. Galesburg, Davis with it. Drives the baseline, left side, patented move down the left side of the lane. Dalton Davis with 11. That was beautiful. A lot more crisp execution right now for the Streaks. Down just two with 6:45 to go, third quarter. Up on the right elbow, it is Griffin facing up Weaver. Off his screen, Ashpole. Victor Davis fights through it. Ashpole missed the three badly. Mangieri did not block out Ganson. He got the ball, and then a pushing foul is called. On who? It's on Galesburg. I know that much.
Either Mangieri or Libby.
Libby's got three fouls. It is Mangieri. Mangieri just picked up his first. Weaver in the game with two fouls. So Galesburg needs to keep an eye on that. Two team fouls now in the third quarter. 6.5 minutes to go, down two. Ganson against Krogert, that is, against Dalton Davis. Two guards, very similar. Krogert about an inch taller. He has the ball now on the baseline. Attacking inside. Weaver fouled him. Krogert to the line. He got body. Galesburg fans didn't like the call, but he clearly, from this angle, got body. Sends Krogert to the free throw line. He has 2 points in the game, a field goal in the first quarter.
Yeah, quick whistle that time. Weaver had to have got him with the body because he didn't get him with the arm. It was a pretty clean block, but got a little body going up. Finally, missed free throw by the Leafs.
So Geneseo now, 6 of 7 from the line. Krogert looking to split the two. He makes the second one. 37-34 Geneseo. A one possession game here with plenty of time to go in the third quarter. 6 minutes and change. Off of screen, Dalton Davis, three left side, pulls the trigger. It is short. Tipped around. Libby got a handle on it. Victor Davis picks it up. He gathers, shoots. No, but a foul called. Griffin there, I believe, is guilty of the foul. And Victor Davis making a living at the line. He's going to go back where he's just made two and has 14 points. Griffin's third foul.
Second time that Victor Davis has been able to crash the offensive boards early in this third quarter and get himself to the line.
First free throw, Victor is spun out on him. Yep. Every free throw, layup, possession.
I'm afraid Geneseo's here to stay. They're much improved over what we saw up there earlier in the season.
No question. Free throw by Davis is good. Well, if you think you're going to win a regional and beat Rock Island, you better beat Geneseo, and that's just all there is to it. And missed free throws, missed layups, and bad possessions, you won't get it done.
I'm just amazed at the job that Dave Martin, their head coach, has done. The young coach, he's done a terrific job. And, you know, we mentioned at the outset, this is a Geneseo team that lost its top nine guys from last year. Most of these guys didn't see any court time at all to speak of. And yet here they are, a 500 ball club, and improving tremendously since the last time we saw them on offense. They run a very disciplined offensive attack.
Geneseo with the basketball now. As they bring it up, it's Ashpole with it. Over on the right side, he goes to Kroger, baseline, Ashpole inside. Their big boy, Dornfeld, working. Good defense by Libby. Weaver comes up with the rebound as he short-armed the shot. Galesburg trying to tie or take the lead. Victor or Dalton Davis up top. Goes on the left wing with the pass to Libby. Looks inside for Davis. He's covered up. Swing it over right side. Bounce pass down to Victor Davis on the baseline. Puts a move on. Oh, tried to go back door to Weaver. It was a bad pass. Should have just taken it to the hole. Seven Galesburg turnovers. Good idea. Just didn't execute it. It is Ganson with it on the left wing. Skips it across now to Ashpole, guarded by Victor Davis. Davis, no fouls in this ballgame.
Geneseo shot 61% in the first half, 14 of 23, but are 0 of 3 here in the third quarter.
Ashpole with it, 5:07 to go third quarter, a two-point Maple Leafs lead. Right wing, Kroger up top. They swing it around on the left wing now. Into the hands of Jonathan Staub. Free throw line, no-look feed from Ganson going to the basket. Kroger, tough shot. Fading away over Libby. Krogert's second bucket of the ball game. He has 5 points, and they lead 39-35. Beautiful offense.
I have no idea how he got that over Libby that time. That was a nice, nice shot.
Up top with it is Dalton Davis. Davis, crossover dribble, got Ganson to the basket, got the step and made the shot. 13 points for Davis. Beautiful move to the basket. He's back. Nice to see he's back. He's going to have a big ball game. Lob inside, Dornfeld. On Libby, pull-up jumper in the lane. Tough shot put down by Kroger. They move so well without the ball. If you lose them, they're going to make you pay. And Kroger's back-to-back baskets, 41-37 Geneseo. 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Back and forth. It's a lot of baskets being made now. And it's very good offensive execution. Dalton Davis left wing, almost lost the basketball. He did. He doubled and carried it. Turnover on the streaks, and that's a hurt. That'll hurt you. McElmurray and...
Well, that one happened right in front of Coach Reynolds. He didn't agree with it, but I think he knows the officiating crew. And Mike Bromley made that call, and you just can't hardly say anything, or he'll tee you up in a hurry. So the Streaks with a turnover, down by four. And this Geneseo team, very well balanced, and they've made some tough, tough shots. Streaks have done a nice job of keeping Dornfeld push outside. Libby all over him right now.
Dornfeld with it. Loses the ball for a moment. Off the foot. Oh, they called a foul. It was off of... it is a foul. It was off of a Geneseo player's foot. And they do make the call. Dornfeld picks up the foul. It is his second. Wasn't sure what they were going to call. I thought they were going to call it off of Galesburg, but instead Dornfeld picks up the foul. Both teams with three.
And Bromley has teed up his first person.
All right. Maybe Dornfeld.
He has got the quickest tee of anybody I've ever seen.
With the 3:48 mark of the third quarter, Dornfeld, a tee by Bromley. It's almost a given. He picks up the personal foul on that as well. So three for him. Dalton Davis to the line at a good time. 3:48 to go third quarter. Streaks down four. Davis's first free throw attempt coming up. Eyes his target. Missed it very, very badly. Short. Just shy of 70% of a season. Leads the team in both makes and attempts. Victor Davis, the leading percentage free throw shooter. Dalton Davis need to get some legs into this one. On the way, made that one. He has 14 points of the game, 41-38. Geneseo and Galesburg with the ball back.
Silver Streaks, maybe a chance to tie here with a three ball. They had three-pointers in the first quarter. Another one, make that two in the second, so five at halftime, but we haven't had the three ball yet here in this third period. We get it here again. It could be a tie. Streaks playing some hard-nosed defense. Geneseo just making some real, real tough shots. And on the other end, as you said, Mike, Dalton Davis back on offense.
Oh,
they
yeah.
just cannot handle him. He's using a staggered dribble, and then he's just blowing by guys on his way to the basket, and they're not getting any help. I mean, once he gets by, you know, they've got a couple of big guys down there once they got Griffin back in here now, but they're not coming over to help out, and we've got a long delay. The officials over at the scorer's table, and I'm not sure what this is all about.
Yeah. So they try and get it sorted. Ganson leads Geneseo with 14, Victor Davis with 15, and Dalton Davis 14 to lead the streak so far. 3:42 to go. We're back to live action. McElmurray with it deep on the left wing. Lob backdoor Davis. Catch, shoot, score. Beautiful play. McElmurray the lob to Victor Davis. 41-40 Geneseo. Galesburg right back there. After being down seven twice in this game, they've fought their way back. Beautiful play. McElmurray guarding the ball closely. Ganson on the right side. And guarding too close as he committed the reach-in foul.
Libby trying to handle Derek Griffin. And it's been interesting. Coach Dave Martin just plays Griffin for a few minutes at a time and then rests him and then gets him back in there. And when he's in there, he is a real problem.
Libby has not been able to contribute a thing in this ballgame, just saddled with foul troubles. That's his fourth. I thought initially they'd call it on McElmurray on the ball, but instead Libby. So in comes Chad Thompson. Certainly can shoot the ball. Kroger in the lane, working on Dalton Davis. Tough shot over him, missed it. Victor Davis rips the rebound out of the air, his fifth carom. Galesburg back the other way. Ryan McElmurray, ill-advised move to the basket. Sophomore mistake, threw the basketball away. Chance to take the lead, and then he commits the foul. 55 feet from the basket, that'll drive you absolutely nuts. McElmurray, the foul. He commits the foul after a bad mistake on the other end. And, you know, the guy wasn't even across half court yet. He's mad. Reaches in and fouls him. Five team fouls on Galesburg, five on Geneseo. Almost bonus time for both teams. McElmurray, good move by Mike Reynolds to get him out of the game, let him cool down. Joe Mangieri in. Mangieri will guard Ganson, and I guarantee you he'll get in his head at some point. 41-40 Geneseo, under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Left wing with it. Hamer up top. Staub with it. Staub hands back off to Ashpole underneath. Some shoving going on, and a foul is called.
Garnett, I believe. Pushing Griffin in the back.
Garnett picks up his second team foul, number six. Geneseo shoots the rest of the way. Those add up fast. Three on Weaver, four on Libby, and now two on Garnett. Dornfeld and Griffin both with three for Geneseo. Getting the ball in. Top of the key now. Ashpole, left side, shot put up, foul by Joe Mangieri. Good job to lean into the shooter. Smart play by Aaron Ganson, the senior guard. He leaned in. It was not a three-point shot. Foot was on the line. It'll be interesting to see if they actually, it is two. Good call there as Ganson shoots a pair. He's two for two from the line.
Well, just amazing to see how much more confidence Geneseo has on the offensive end of the court. Each guy knows the range that they shoot from, and putting them in the bonus here in the third quarter is probably not a good idea. We've seen this club twice this year, and they seem to be very confident at the line.
Ganson stepped up and made them both. 43-40, Geneseo. 16 in the ball game for him. Left wing with it, Dalton Davis. Up top to Victor, puts it on the floor. Fadeaway jumper off the glass, no good. Chad Thompson fighting, he can't come up with it. Ashpole does. One and done. Not a lot of offensive rebounding for the Streaks. And then a foul called on Geneseo Staub. I didn't see what he did. He was way up near the half-court line. He must have shoved or done something. We'll take it. His first, and then Galesburg shoots the rest of the way. Down 43-40, 2:26 to go, third quarter. Dalton Davis dribbles over to the left wing. Up top to Victor Davis. Puts it on the floor. He wants to get the shot off. In the air, he gets caught a little bit. Hands off to Dalton. Down the lane he goes. Shot. Good, and a foul. Tough shot, Dalton Davis. He has put the Streaks on his back. A chance to tie. And Friedrich draws the foul.
And
Griffin's
Davis
fourth.
Making a clear effort to be more offensive-minded in this one, and Geneseo just has have no answer for him.
Timeout on the floor. Full timeout. We'll take it as well. When we come back, Dalton Davis, a three-point opportunity. Streaks down 43-42, 2:12 to go third quarter. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on breakfast at McDonald's. We feel so confident about this that we gave a dollar to some people and challenged them to prove us wrong. These are their stories.
I got one side of my car washed.
I bought 2.5 stamps.
I tipped my dentist.
There you have it. Actual proof from actual voice actors acting like actual people. Indeed, there is no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on a hot and savory McDonald's sausage biscuit or McMuffin. Only $1 every day on the breakfast dollar menu. Prices and participation may vary.
I'm Will Stevenson. The city of Galesburg holds its first community visioning assembly tomorrow night discussing leading with image. Live coverage beginning at 6 o'clock on WGIL.
Dalton Davis right now with 16 points has a chance to tie Victor Davis for game high honors with 17. If he can make this free throw, and more importantly, it would tie the ball game at 43, we haven't been tied since 25 all. That was back in the first half, second quarter. Davis, 1-for-2 at the free throw line. He fires away short. That hurts. Everyone counts. Rebound taken out by Geneseo's Van Updort. Baseline, Ganson cross-courts it over. They go back up top with the pass to Staub, or Hamer now with it. He hands off to Ganson out on the right side. Van Updort, Ashpole. Ashpole up top, Staub way out there. Over on the left side, he goes with the pass to Hamer. Hamer guarded by Dalton Davis. 1:42 to go third quarter. 43-42 Geneseo. Ganson, pull-up jumper left side. 16-footer short. Bryant Garnett runs into the rebound. Galesburg trying to get the lead back. Dalton Davis, top of the key. Left side, Chad Thompson covered up quickly by Ashpole. He'll pull the trigger in a minute. Chad Thompson on the season with 23-point field goals off the bench. Right wing, Joe Mangieri. Up top, Garnett. Left side, whoa, he's trying to get it to Chad Thompson. And it was Dalton Davis getting in the way and tipped the ball right out of bounds. Turnover on the Streaks.
Yeah, twice we've had a chance to take the lead in the last couple of minutes, and both times we've turned it over without getting a shot.
So Geneseo trying to add to its one-point lead here, 43-42. Rock Island awaiting the winner of this one in the regional championship game Friday night. Up top, Ganson gives the pass to Hamer. Way out on the right side, now dribbling over to the wing is Ashpole. Guarded by Chad Thompson, picks up his dribble.
Geneseo with both of their big kids on the bench right now resting too, so I think that's why you're seeing them be a little more deliberate out here on offense. They're not in as big a hurry. They're getting their big guys some rest heading into the fourth quarter.
Good point. 44 seconds and counting in this third quarter, a one-point Maple Leafs lead. Both teams have lost three in a row coming into this game, and they appear to be poised to take the last shot. Not a whole lot going on up top with Ganson holding the basketball. Joe Mangieri will come out on him to get the five count on. Mike Bromley to their right. The official called the tee on Dornfeld at the 4:37 mark of the quarter. Geneseo led by four at that point. It's gone down to one. 18 seconds to go third quarter. Ganson, again guarded closely by Mangieri, attacks the right side. Chad Thompson there to help cut him off. Back to Ashpole. 10 seconds. Hamer now with the basketball on the left wing. Up top, Ganson trying to find some daylight. Jump stop. Long three up top. Von Updort missed it. And rebound on the floor. That's the end. Ooh, Bryant Garnett got a little cheapy in at the end of the third quarter. Galesburg within one. Geneseo 43. Galesburg 42. 8 minutes left. Galesburg trying to keep its season alive. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Crady Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Crady Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
Galesburg outscores Geneseo 14-9 in the third quarter. So all three quarters, Galesburg's put up 14, Geneseo 19, 15, and 9. As their big guys got in foul trouble, if Galesburg can repeat the trick in the fourth quarter, just beat Geneseo by two in the fourth quarter. Look at it that way. They move on to the regional championship game. Galesburg 5-of-6 from the line in the quarter, or rather 4-of-7. Geneseo 5-of-6.
Absolutely anybody's ball game right now, and Geneseo looks like they will elect to go with the smaller lineup again to open the fourth quarter here. Dornfeld and Griffin will be heard from, but they're both on the bench as Geneseo will, I think, again, try and work some more clock here, be very patient with it, and try and get an open look for either Ashpole or Ganson, who both had a hot night.
They have it now on the right wing, Hamer, or rather it is Staub, guarded by Victor Davis. So it is Ashpole now with the ball. Krogert, Ganson also out there. Van Updort, he has it now at the top of the key. They swing it around. You're right, spreading it out big time.
I think they're also real. Like, Galesburg has played so physical that I think they're thinking if they just play around long enough, they'll get a foul on the Silver Streaks and get to the free throw line.
Yeah, both teams in the bonus right now. Off the screen, illegal screen by Ashpool. He took the worst of it. He hit the deck, and they're going to get him on the illegal screen. Foul, Galesburg basketball. With 7:20 to go and a one-point Maple Leafs lead.
Well, third time now the Streaks will have had a chance to take the lead here as they bring it up court to open the fourth quarter.
Right side, Joe Mangieri up top, Caleb Weaver. Left wing, Brandon Thompson. He's had minimal minutes tonight. Last two games, he struggled. Right wing, down to Victor Davis on the baseline. Working, and did he step out of bounds? He did. He was trying to put a move on Jonathan Staub and instead committed the turnover, number 11 on the Silver Streaks. They come back in with Eric Dornfeld. Three fouls on him. Going out of the basketball game, Van Opdorp.
Streaks have made life rough on Dornfeld tonight. They have just pushed him out and beat him up and have not let him get the position he wanted. And there's Weaver on him again.
Yep.
There's a Weaver foul.
They definitely got him. He pushed. Dornfeld, little flop action there, but Weaver picking up his fourth foul, and Dornfeld goes to the line. So again, opportunities for Geneseo to open it up. From the line tonight, they are 9 of 10.
And Dornfeld's been real patient. I've been impressed because a lot of guys would have got upset and thrown elbows at this point, but he's weathered the storm here, and now he's got a couple of free throws.
Missed it. Missed the front end of the 1-1.
Oh,
and then
threw it out of bounds.
Weaver throws the basketball away. That's the microcosm of the season right there. Dornfeld, 8 points in the game, was 2 for 2 before that miss.
Geneseo was 9 of 10 from the line through three quarters. Streaks were 5 out of 10. Geneseo's cooled off. They're shooting. They're only 2 of 8 in the third period. Still a little over 50% for the game, though.
6:45 to go. Still 43-42. Geneseo. Ganson with it way out on the right wing, guarded by McElmurray. As Weaver has to go out of the game, so Galesburg goes small. Garnett and Victor Davis, the post players. Libby, no factor tonight. He's battled foul trouble. So it's been Dalton and Victor Davis doing all the scoring, or at least most of it. Up top, Ashpool dribbles over to the left wing. Up top he goes to Staub, to Ganson, guarded by McElmurray. Right wing, working on Dalton Davis, and then off the ball, Dornfeld hits the deck, and a foul called. Garnett or Victor Davis, one of the two, it is on Garnett. Garnett picks up his third foul, and back to the line they go.
And this is exactly what Geneseo was wanting, to work around, get a couple of fouls. Now they're the next foul after this, they'll be in the double bonus, as Dornfeld toes the line again.
Free throw on the way. In and out it goes. He's missed back-to-back front ends of 1-1s. Rebound to Brian Garnett. Streaks back the other way. Yet another chance to take the lead. They have not led much in this game. Just once at 11-9. Off the screen, Dalton Davis drives the left baseline. He's cut off to Victor Davis. Left wing back up top to McElmurray. Under 6 minutes to play. Holds up number one. Right wing, Thompson. Down low, Victor. On Dornfeld. To the basket. Good. Victor Davis. At the 5:52 mark, Galesburg back on top, 44-43. And the crowd back into this game and many on their feet. And off the ball, Garnett and another man go flying to the ground. He is beating the tar out of Dornfeld.
Yeah.
But he's about to foul out of the game.
Between three different players all night. Like I said, I just tip my hat to Dornfeld because between Libby and Weaver and Garnett, they have just been hacking and leaning and grabbing and pushing Dornfeld out all night. Garnett just tackled him right there. So he gets the foul. Dornfeld, for the third straight time, will go to the line. He's missed two front ends of bonuses. This time he gets a double bonus.
8 points to the ballgame. He's going to come out. Griffin will come in. Next chance. Dornfeld makes the free throw. So he'd missed two in a row after making his first two. Knocks that one down and ties the game at 44.
So now Geneseo will go tall with both Dornfeld and Griffin in the game.
45-44, he makes them both. Galesburg with the ball back. Seesaw game now at this point. 5:35 to play. Right wing, Ryan McElmurray. They clear the inside. Move it over, overload on the left side. Now they'll work it back. Top of the key. In the hands of Dalton Davis. Working on his guard mate, Ganson. Off his screen, Davis. Now he's going to go to the left side, test it out, left-hand shot. Good! There he goes again! Dalton Davis just teeter-tottered his way, put his man to sleep and made the shot. Timeout on the floor, full timeout. 5:16 to go. Galesburg 46, Geneseo 45. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's tough to break into a career.
Everybody wants to hire someone with experience.
But how can you get experience if no one will hire you?
Employers like to see that you've done the hands-on work.
In the Guard, you can get paid training in your specialty, then go out and apply those skills in the civilian world.
I wouldn't be where I am today without the Guard.
I'm serving my country, and I'm succeeding in the National Guard.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask how you can get the job skills you need for the career you've always wanted in the National Guard.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
During the radio watch and bid on item number 618, an Isabel Bloom Garden Angel from Garden Gate Florist and Greenhouse.
The bidding begins at 7 a.m. March 21st on WGIL.
At Field Gymnasium, it's a nail-biter. 5:16 to go in the ballgame. Galesburg back and forth with Geneseo in this fourth quarter. The Streaks lead at 46-45. Dalton Davis and Victor Davis, they have scored 37 of Galesburg's 46 points. Victor Davis with 19, a game high. Dalton Davis with 18. Full court man-to-man pressure employed by the Silver Streaks. Dornfeld going to bring it up as Brandon Thompson shadowed the guard, so Dornfeld did the honors. Didn't have any resistance. Ganson with it, left wing, off the screen, pull-up jumper from 15, leaning, got it.
Tough shot
is right.
Wow.
Ganson with 18 in the ball game. They reclaim the lead, 47-46. Four different lead changes in this quarter. Right wing Mangieri up top, Victor. He's going to shoot a three. It's on the way. Missed it. That's not the shot you want right now. You can get that shot anytime. Ganson the rebound. No need to get into a hurry with 4:45 to go in the game. Ganson inside. His man fell down. Griffin hit the deck. Garnett maybe got away with a little touch. Galesburg gets the ball off the turnover. Invisible man there. Pulled the chair out from under him is what it looked like. Up top, Dalton Davis working on Ganson. Ganson trying to force him to his right. Right-hand side, it goes on the wing to Brandon Thompson. Looking inside for Davis. Davis working against Big Griffin in there. Up top, top of the key. Puts it on the floor. That's much better. Go to the basket. Shot good. No, a charge. Oh, Mike Bromley called the charge on Victor Davis. Yikes. Crowd lets him hear it. Victor's first foul of the game and turnover number 13 on the Silver Streaks. Don't get a technical, Mike Reynolds.
Well, Victor just lowered his head, went in one on three. I didn't see who he directly ran into, though. But, you know, he's really, he and Dalton are the offense, I mean, on the court, especially right now, because Joe Mangieri's probably not going to score much unless you're in transition. Well, I guess Garnett just sat down. But Brandon Thompson hasn't been shooting much, so the Davis and Davis show continues.
Geneseo with the ball, trying to extend a one-point lead. 47-46 inside, shot good, and a foul. They did it. Dornfeld got the position inside, made the shot. He's going to the free throw line for a three-point play. Foul called. Dalton Davis inside trying to help out. 49-46, some separation for the Maple Leafs. Dornfeld, a three-point opportunity. He is 2 of 4 in the quarter, 4 of 6 from the line, and the game has a dozen points.
Well, Dornfeld and Ganson are all conference players, and you can see why. These guys really put in a nice effort.
Missed the free throw whistle. Galesburg in too early. Yikes. More mistakes. Joe Mangieri gets talking to by Dalton Davis. So Dornfeld, you're going to give him another chance here with his team up by three. Mike Reynolds kind of pacing, points to his head, says, think. Three-point Leafs lead. Free throw on the way, made that one, made him pay. 50-46, Geneseo. 3:54 to go in the ballgame. With it now, Dalton Davis left wing. He's going to take it to the basket. Pull-up jumper on the baseline, air ball. And the rebound is a foul committed on Caleb Weaver. Over the back, he's done. Caleb Weaver fouling out in what could be his last game with 4 points and three rebounds as he went over the back, and Geneseo a four-point lead. A chance to extend it as they go back to the line. Tanner Libby going to check in. Next dead ball. Things not looking good for the Streaks right now.
Now, I was afraid of this. Geneseo has executed pretty well on their half court when they've had to tonight, and this is crunch time of the ball game. And in that double bonus, they're taking advantage of it. And they're not fouling on the other end, so they're not putting Galesburg in the double bonus yet. They've still got 18 fouls, so things favoring the Maple Leafs. But, you know, as we said at the outset, Galesburg fell behind a couple of three-pointers, and you're right back in this.
Just two field goals in the quarter for Galesburg. Krogert missed the first free throw. He gets two here. Krogert now one of three from the line, has 7 points. Two possession ball game right now with 3:44 to go. Chad Thompson, I like this move, getting him in the ball game. Kroger's second free throw, got that one.
Yeah, speaking of three-pointers, Chad Thompson, the specialist in. He'll replace Joe Mangieri.
Five-point lead with 3:44 to go as Geneseo, six straight points scored.
In mind, Weaver's fouled out. Libby out there again playing with four fouls. He's seen limited time because of the foul problems tonight.
Up top, Dalton Davis with it, looking inside. Bounces it on the right wing to Victor Davis. He attacks the middle, goes to the basket. Left hand underneath shot. Beautiful move. Victor Davis made that look so easy. 51-48. Galesburg takes the timeout. Streaks basketball brought to you by Goldfine and Bowles Experience that wins. It's a 30-second break. We'll hang on to it right here. 51-48 Geneseo, 3:26 to go. Joe Mangieri going to check back in. And at some point, does Galesburg go back? They've used it once, a 1-2-2 trapping zone. Geneseo broke it with relative ease, but with some bigger players in the game. It's a defense that you got to go way back to the Augustana tournament against Davenport North. It was successful. Obviously, this is a much better basketball team than that. But right now, just the simple man-to-man, not forcing any turnovers. I have Geneseo for six.
Yeah, they've taken such good care of the ball. Aaron Gansett gets a lot of the credit, but also Krogart doing a nice job, the sophomore back there helping him. And that's the thing, you take a gamble with this team because then they're always going to be aware of where Dornfeld is under the basket, and he'll try and cash in on an easy one. So the streak's some token pressure, but not a whole lot here. As Geneseo already breaks the timeline.
Three-point Geneseo lead. They have the basketball right wing with it, Krogart. Up top now, Ashpole at the free throw line, guarded by Dalton Davis. Somehow they got a switch off out of that. Hands to Ganson, guarded by Joe Mangieri. Ganson, they spread the offense out. Right side with it, Krogert, guarded by Brandon Thompson. Ashpole cutting through the lane now up top. He gets the basketball, guarded by Dalton Davis. Under 3 minutes to play, a three-point Maple Leafs lead. Trying to amp up the pressure just a little bit. Brandon Thompson on the ball. They may start trying to trap out of this as they're just pretty much playing free catch around the top of the key. Down goes Joe Mangieri, and I believe they're going to get Geneseo on the foul. Good job as he baited Ganson into a charge off the ball.
Boy, Dave Martin, head coach of Geneseo, cannot believe that. He's really pleading his case, but Joe Mangieri able to sneak one in there and draw a charge.
That's a huge play. Huge play at the 2:42 mark. Draws the offensive foul. Victor Davis, top of the key, lets one fly, missed it. Rebound, Tanner Libby, and a foul is called, I think. They're going to get Libby on the foul. Unbelievable. They're going to say he pushed, and that's it for Libby, I think. Wow. Thought he had a clean offensive rebound. So Libby's out of the game. Five fouls, did not score, did not get a rebound in this ball game.
Well, now what are we? Now Libby's
now they've changed the call. They've changed the call.
Huh.
I was going to say, I didn't see Tanner do a thing. The only thing I could surmise was that he pushed to get the rebound, but that's not the case. Instead, they call the foul on Jonathan Staub, so Libby in a huge position here, shooting two free throws for double bonus. Free throw on the way. Good! So a guy who deserves much better luck gets it. 51-49 Geneseo as Libby makes his first free throw. 55% free thrower on the season, trying to make two. Second on the way. Got them both. Tanner Libby contributes big time there. 51-50 Geneseo, 2.5 minutes to go. On the side, they want Galesburg's crowd to get up on their feet. Not a real loud crowd. Students came out in pretty good force. They're making all the noise. Krogert with it over on the left wing. Lobs it to Dornfeld, top of the key. Back out to Krogert. Joe Mangieri stepping through as Krogert dribbles over to the right side, guarded by Brandon Thompson. Up top to Ashpole. High post pass Dornfeld. They try and work the motion off of that. Krogert now. 2 minutes to play. Attacks the baseline. Picks up the dribble. Out to Ashpole. Swings it around. Now with it. Slipping for a moment. Staub. Crowd wanted to travel. They don't get it. Ganson up top now. 1:50 to play. Mangieri drew the foul. Joe Mangieri back-to-back. Key plays of the game. Drew the charge on Ganson. Outstanding play. If they win this game, he's my guy. Timeout. Geneseo. Galesburg trailing by one with the ball when we come back. A loud Thiel Gymnasium bell. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Some comments you just won't ever hear at your house.
Hey, Dad, you need a hand with that yard work?
Just as unlikely, you may never hear, you know, it's time for an eye exam. That's because many vision problems have no early warning signs. An eye exam can spot glaucoma and other serious health conditions before you can. If you're over 40, remember, an eye doctor can see things you can't. For more on vision health, visit checkyearly.com. A message from the Vision Council of America and AARP.
The Chargers women's basketball team battles Illinois Valley in the finals of the Region 4 tournament at Triton College Saturday. Pregame coverage begins at 2:10 on WGIL. Well, the possession of the game at this point, 1:49 to play. Back-to-back charges picked up by Joe Mangieri. The last one led to a couple of Tanner Libby free throws that got Galesburg within one. Streaks get the basketball when they come out of this timeout, trailing 51-50, 1:49 to go.
Now, Dave Martin for Geneseo has done a pretty good job keeping his cool. In fact, he's gone to his assistant coaches and put his palms down. He knows that they don't need a technical foul right now. And the Silver Streaks taking advantage. Geneseo quit attacking the basket. And that's going to happen to you sometimes. If you lose your aggressiveness, the defense gets the high ground. And that's what happened as Mangieri drew another charge.
Brandon Thompson with it up top. Right wing, Dalton Davis looking inside for Victor Davis. He dribbles. Up top of the pass to Brandon Thompson, back to Dalton, 1:30 to go. Galesburg the ball down one. High post pass, Victor Davis. Off the screen, Dalton Davis attacks the baseline, to the basket. Shot good on the left side. Dalton Davis, 52-51. Galesburg the lead, 1:20 to go. Geneseo, see if they've got anything left in their offense. Lob inside, Dornfeld to the basket. He escaped a man and scored. Big basket by Geneseo. 53-52 with the 105 mark. It's a slugfest.
Dornfeld finally goes low post. He'd been content to be at the free throw line the whole quarter. Now he goes down low.
Dalton to the basket again. He missed that shot. Rebound, Ganson. And under a minute to go and reaching and committing the foul in the backcourt is Dalton Davis. Going to send Ganson to the line with Geneseo already up one. I don't understand that foul. You had plenty of time. Better hope he misses. Ganson at the line. He's not been particularly... he has 4 of 4. 18 points in the game.
I don't think he's touched the iron yet.
He did it that time, too. Two-point Geneseo lead. Puts more pressure on the Streaks. 54-52.
You can tell this young man spent some time shooting free throws.
Gym rat. Absolutely good basketball player. Free throw up. Second, got it both. Ganson hurt us last time, and he's hurting us again. He has 20 points in the ballgame. Dalton Davis, 4 points in the quarter. 11, 13, 15, 16. He has 20. And Victor Davis with 21. So three guys really putting up some big numbers. Dornfeld, 15 off a nice night in the post for Geneseo. A 30-second timeout on the floor. We'll hang on to it. 55-52, Geneseo, 48 seconds to go.
This has been a very entertaining ball game, and after seeing these two teams play twice this year, I think if they played 20 times, every game would come down to the last minute.
I do, too.
They're just very, very evenly matched. And this has become a chess match, much like the Quincy game was on Friday night down the stretch. One team, Geneseo, a little like Quincy, really concentrating all their ball handlers, trying to work the clock down and get to the free throw line. They made it work that time. And Galesburg, a huge possession here, down three.
Dalton Davis brings it up. Libby on the left wing. Tried to get Davis off of a screen beyond the three-point arc. Nothing there. Ganson on the ball. Dalton Davis, 35 seconds to go. You really can't take a whole lot of time here. He crosses over. Long three up top. Air ball. Rebound underneath Libby. He missed the shot. Rebound on the floor. Taken by Griffin, and that's a big one. And did he travel or a jump ball? Mike Reynolds was clapping away on the sideline. I don't think Galesburg got the ball. They got a timeout. Geneseo off the miss, so Griffin pulls away with the rebound, and they're on the verge of winning this ballgame. With 26 seconds to go, a three-point lead, Galesburg must get a turnover, commit the foul, and hope Geneseo misses at the free throw line. In the fourth quarter, they've missed three times, make it four times, so they've not been perfect by any means.
Yeah, Dornfeld missed a couple. You don't want to foul Ganson. And I'm sure Geneseo going to try and keep it in his hands as much as possible.
Yeah, he's 6-for-6 from the line. Geneseo is 6 out of 10 in the fourth quarter. Galesburg just 2 out of 2.
Now, and I said coming in, I thought if we were going to beat Geneseo tonight, we better have the higher hand by the end of three quarters. Because, number one, we just really haven't shown that knack to make the key plays down the stretch
need
to win close ball games. We've lost most of our close ones this year. And Geneseo, just the way they execute and with the savvy of Dornfeld and Ganson, those two seniors, you know that they're going to be awful tough to beat down the stretch.
So Galesburg's fans trying to get into this. Geneseo's fans, many clad in green, are on their feet. This is the season right here. Full court pressure by Streaks. Geneseo lobs it in. Ganson fouled immediately. Joe Mangieri said he was pushed. He instead picks up a very quick foul with 25.8 on the clock, and it will send Ganson to the line where, again, he's 6 out of 6.
Yeah, Joe got the benefit of the doubt on a couple of calls already. He wasn't going to get that one. And unfortunately for the Streaks, the guy at the line is the last guy we wanted there, Aaron Ganson.
20 points to lead his team. Free throw on the way. Made it. 7 of 7 from the line. 56-52 Geneseo. 25 seconds away from knocking off Galesburg and heading to the championship game where they'll give Rock Island fits if they make it.
If they play like they did tonight, if they do play Rock Island, they'll be a problem.
Ganson's second free throw on the way. He swished them both. 57-52, Geneseo, Galesburg running out of time. Galesburg's Dalton Davis up top, fires away from three, missed it. Rebound, Libby puts it on the floor, gets to the basket. Did he step out of bounds? He did. That's been the season. That's it in a nutshell. Victor Davis did it earlier. Just plays like that you're just not going to win ball games. Timeout, Galesburg, 15 seconds to go. It's a 60. We'll take it as well. Geneseo, 15 seconds away from beating Galesburg. They lead it by 5, 57-52. Visit Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Wow, that's a lot of books. Little one at home?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Childproofing your home, childproofing your yard, childproofing your in-laws' home and yard.
Of all the things you can read to keep your child safe, the most important is attached to their car seat. Read the instruction manual and use the latch system. It makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly. Learn more at safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
WGIL congratulates recent button winners Jack Cunningham of Galesburg, who won $20, and Sandy Paul of Galesburg won $25. Congratulations from WGIL.
Geneseo basketball, four court to go, 15 seconds in the ballgame, up 57-52. Mangieri tries to take the charge. Mike Reynolds going nuts on the sideline. They get it in the front court. Ganson is fouled by Mangieri. Mangieri, it appeared, had taken a charge off the ball. Ganson ran into him. Mike Reynolds stomping his feet. He thought he got the benefit of that call. Did not go the Streaks' way. Back to the line. Ganson, he has made 8 of 8.
And, you know, Ganson, again, another guy like Dornfeld, has really kept his cool tonight. He's gotten carved up pretty well, and that time took a pretty good shot and just looked away from it and hit the free throw to give his team pretty much an insurmountable 6-point lead with 12 seconds left.
He can make it a 3-possession ball game with a make here. He's 9 out of 9 from the line, 23 points to lead everyone. What a ball game. Second free throw on the way. He made it. He is ice water in those veins. 59-52. Geneseo headed to the final round of this regional. Brandon Thompson, three right side. No good. Rebound Dornfeld. That's it. Dornfeld. Geneseo. Galesburg season is over. Final score. Geneseo 59. Galesburg 52. Galesburg finishes with an 11-15 record. Geneseo goes over the 500 mark at 14-13. They'll play Rock Island in the regional championship game here Friday night. Final again, Geneseo 59, Galesburg 52. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg Boys Basketball is brought to you by Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pets. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary. Bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. The station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks boys basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. Get your stimulus project right here. It's the WGIL Radio Auction. Check the growing list of items that could be yours for cheap at WGIL.com.
Item 907 is a $200 gift certificate from Columbia Decorating for anything in the store, even in stock or special orders. Item 707 is a pair of box seat tickets to see To Kill a Mockingbird at the Orpheum Theater Wednesday, May 6th.
The bidding begins Saturday, March 21st, 7 a.m. on the 12th annual WGIL Radio Auction. Listen to the radio, bid by phone, and buy stuff cheap.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg. By Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville. And by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Tonight, increasing clouds, low around 34. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, high around 60. Gust around 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy, continuing to be breezy, low around 45. Gust up to 30 miles per hour as well. Friday, sunny, high 58. And Friday night and Saturday, cloudy, chance of rain, low around 41, high 55. Currently, it's 45 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball continues with final stats, a conversation with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. It's the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg falls 59-52 to Geneseo. Geneseo outstanding from the free throw line in the ballgame, and in the fourth quarter they make 10 out of 14 in the fourth. Aaron Ganson, 6 out of 6. He went 10 out of 10 in the game, 6 out of 6 in the fourth quarter. Geneseo holds off a Galesburg rally in the fourth quarter. Galesburg led on a couple of occasions on a Victor Davis basket early in the fourth quarter, 44-43. Regained the lead at 46-45 on a Dalton Davis field goal. And from that point on, Geneseo outscoring Galesburg 14-6 to close out the game. Aaron Ganson scoring 8 of his game-high point total. We'll get to that in a moment to lead the Maple Leafs to their 14th victory of the season. The final numbers brought to you by Thorne's Pets and Supplies, building a better bond between you and your pet.
Well, Geneseo played an excellent basketball game. This is a good game to watch tonight. We didn't like the result from a Galesburg standpoint, but it was a heck of a ball game. Geneseo shoots 54% from the field. They were 19 out of 35 and only took 12 field goal attempts in the entire second half, only 4 in the fourth quarter. They pulled it out, they got some fouls, and they got the guy they wanted to the line, Aaron Ganson. Those free throws by Ganson and the layup right after Galesburg had taken the lead, they ran their offense to perfection and got Dornfeld down low, and that was the basket of the game as far as I was concerned. They got the lead back and then were able to ice it from the line. So Geneseo really an excellent showing here tonight, despite a game effort by a very physical and determined Galesburg team. Geneseo wins at 59-52. Silver Streaks 20 out of 41, so good night shooting 49% from the field for the Streaks. Rebounding edge to Galesburg, 21-16. Silver Streaks with 14 turnovers to 10 for Geneseo, and that stat is a little misleading in the fact that it's not quite that even. Geneseo, at least three of their turnovers came on charges in the second half, so they took real good care of the basketball in this one. Galesburg just sloppy enough at times, giving away some possessions, especially there. I think it was 43-42. We had three or four chances and couldn't get over the top then. At that point, the score stayed that way for a while. An excellent opportunity that we just weren't able to cash in on. And so Geneseo comes away with the victory behind two key seniors. And, Mike, we said it during the game. I think if they can play like this Friday night, Rock Island will have their hands full.
Yes.
Because these Maple Leafs, they seem to have a pretty good idea what they want to do at this point of the season. I have no idea how they lost to Olivet by 20 points a week or
That's
two
ago. Amazing. If they handle the ball, Rock Island, of course, wants to speed you up and get you in an up-and-down tight game. And if they commit just seven turnovers against the Rocks, and certainly if they shoot 45-50% from the floor, they have as good a chance as anybody of winning that game. They are a very dangerous team, and you know, I don't know if they can hang with the likes of Washington, who you presume is going to eventually get out of the Rock Island sectional. They're not going to have any trouble in their regional, and presumably will you know, they're a better team right now. They're 22-3, and they're in a very good conference. Bounce back from a slow start by their standards. I think they were 1-2 at one point, but that's an awful good basketball team right now. But Rocky is very athletic. Chase on Randall. Brandon Pullman had a good start to the game last night, scored 11 of his 17 in the early going, and then Chase on Randall, Julian Mayfield. They get a lot of balance from guys like that who can contribute, so it'll be a fun game.
And Rock Island beat a team in Dunlap last night that's very similar to this Geneseo team. I think Geneseo may have a little bit better balance. I haven't seen Dunlap since early in the season. And Geneseo has some better size down there, especially when they're able to bring in Griffin. I'm still real interested to see. He used Griffin real sparingly. He started him, but only played him for two. I don't know whether, you know, he's trying to get him back into shape or he's just scared about a certain aspect of his game. But when he's in there, and he gets the ball down low, it's lights out.
He had 6 points in the first quarter. And didn't score again until the third quarter with a couple of free throws. But you take his numbers and Dornfelt's numbers together, and you get 23 points and 8 rebounds out of a post player. That's an all-stater.
Yeah.
That's a great effort tonight by them.
Yeah. And, again, if you play close and you've got a point guard that rarely turns it over and never misses a free throw, you got a pretty good chance of winning the ball game, and that's Geneseo.
They were led by Aaron Ganson, a game-high 24 points. Dornfelt with 15. Running out the list, 8 points apiece for Blake Krogart and Derek Griffin, as we mentioned, and 4 points for Mike Ashpole. Galesburg, yeoman's work by Dalton and Victor Davis. They had 41 of the streak's 52 points. Third scorer, we've talked about it much of the season, has to step up. Didn't happen tonight. Those two guys did it all. Victor Davis leading the way with 21 points and 6 rebounds. Dalton Davis with 20 points. Dalton, 11 of his 20 in the second half. Victor, 12 of his 21 in the first half. 4 points for Caleb Weaver before he fouled out and ended his career. 3 points for Chad Thompson on a three-point bomb in the second quarter. 2 points apiece for Joe Mangieri and Tanner Libby. So playing their final games tonight, Joe Mangieri, Caleb Weaver, Tanner Libby, and Brian Garnett. Garnett with a couple of rebounds in his time off the bench, and they'll miss him. There's no doubt about it. He's a guy that his job's to go in there and rough you up a little bit, take some charges, get some rebounds, and be a garbage-type player, and he filled that role very, very well this year. Caleb Weaver kind of toned down on offense toward the tail end of his season, became more of a passer. His rebound numbers kind of tailed off toward the end, and maybe his role on the team changed a little bit. Libby, one night he might get you 13, 14 points, and then tonight he got saddled with some foul trouble, but credit to him, he always had the assignment of guarding the other team's best player. Tonight, he didn't get a chance to stay in the game. He was on Ganson, and look what happened. Ganson goes off for 24 points and scores more than anyone.
Yeah, and you've got a long discussion in the Silver Streaks locker room, as you'd expect when the season is over, especially with a first-year head coach that's laying foundations for a program. And so we expected him to be, Mike Reynolds, in the locker room a little bit longer tonight than normal. But as soon as he comes out, we'll get his comments on this game and on the season as a whole here in just a little bit after not accomplishing the goal. I think that Mike was, you know, they were really gearing towards having this regional on their home court and felt like this was a real opportunity that even if they didn't have a winning record, they could make a statement and win this regional, then it would be a big success. But wasn't to be here tonight. Geneseo, I think, came in with a little chip on their shoulder because I think they felt like they beat Galesburg and then they got seated below them. So I think
was shocking.
I think they used that to their advantage. And really, again, I'm impressed with the job Coach Dave Martin has done with this Geneseo team.
Has.
Very disciplined club. And everybody seems to know their role very well with the Maple Leafs. And, one of the other things late in this ball game, I noticed that in the Quincy game, the Streaks had the final possession in that overtime, and then Dalton Davis tried to drop it off on the left to Brandon, and it went out of bounds. And Mike Reynolds said, told Dalton, sometimes you got to be a little selfish there. And
right.
Dalton, still trying to get the field toward the end of the game, launched a couple of threes in the final minute that maybe if we'd have been a little more patient and looked for Victor inside, that might have been the better choice. So, it's easy to sit here and critique it it's all done. But, Dalton's just a sophomore, so he's still trying to find his way. But what a great job he did tonight from that guard spot.
Yeah, he had just a phenomenal season. Not in a world that I believe that he would wind up being the leader that he's become on this basketball team, and played exceptionally well tonight, and really fortunate to have him for two more years. Jim Lee over with the head coach, Mike Reynolds. We'll get a word with him whenever you're ready.
Okay, well, thanks, Mike. Well, Coach Mike Reynolds, congratulations on a really determined effort. This was a heck of a ball game to watch. I'm sure as a coach, not the result you wanted, but a couple of teams. I mean, you could tell it was a regional basketball game. They really left it all out there on the court. And I guess, first of all, what were your words to the team after this tough loss?
Well, I think, it's been frustrating. We think we've been on the verge of something really big here in the end of the season, and we just couldn't seem to put it all together at the end. They've brought this program a long ways in a short amount of time, and we said before the game, they've doubled the wins since last year, doubled the conference wins, and the young guys got to use this unfortunate feeling here to strive for more next year.
Well, and the seniors that are going out, all four had a tough night tonight. Most of them were in foul trouble, and they were doing what you asked them, though, because Joe Mangieri out there trying to get some charges, in fact, did a couple of times some key plays defensively and trying to keep Dornfeld pushed away from the basket, which you did for a good portion of the night. I think they were giving you everything they had, but got in foul trouble.
Yeah, they just they play their hearts out on defense, and unfortunately they're not offensively as skilled as most seniors are. I don't know, but defensively you can't ask for any more than what they gave us, and I think that we put a product on the floor that people can be proud of, because they really really competed every night, and we got to get better. There's no doubt about that, but we're proud of the way we carried ourselves.
Well, and obviously the Davis and Davis show returned tonight. Dalton Davis was terrific driving to the basket. They didn't have anybody that could handle him. They were finally, toward the end of the game, getting a few people over in the neighborhood to help out on defense. But Victor Davis, just a terrific, he really felt it early in this game. And, boy, what a night for both those guys.
Well, they're the future of the program. They're two of our leading scorers and leading rebounders and leading assist guys, and it's nice to have those guys back. Dalton for 2 years and Victor for another year, and what the difference is in us right now is we've got to get better. We've got to get better and continue to get better. And the one thing about the young guys is they've 100% bought in, and I expect next year that we're going to have pretty good product on the floor if we can make the improvement that we made this year.
Key points of this ball game: when Dalton made the driving layup, we went up by a point quickly. Geneseo came back, got Dornfeld down low. They'd been keeping him up high as they were just seemed like they were just waiting to get a foul for the most part in that fourth quarter. They rotated him down there, and then once they got the lead, it's tough to, when a kid doesn't miss free throws like Ganson, their senior, you about have to foul him because they kept the ball in his hands.
Well, and he's a heck of a player. He's played really well, and those guys on Geneseo have tasted a lot of winning here in the last few years, and people can say what they want. They're not as good as the team that they had last year, but winning breeds winning, and when you have successful guys and successful programs, it breeds in, and we gotta, that's something we're trying to build here, and we want to add our own banners over there. It's nice to have a lot of banners in your gym, but we want to add our own, and I think we're well on the way of doing that.
Well, what was the difference tonight as opposed to the game up there? These two teams combined for almost as many points in the first half as we had in the entire game. How does that happen?
Well, I just think you get a little more comfortable and you run a little freer and you shoot the ball with a little more confidence. And it just is what it is. Every game's a different animal, and you just got to come and try to make adjustments. And maybe we obviously didn't make the right ones at some points in the game, but it is what it is.
Yeah, and finally, Mike, I know that you've coached a number of years in different places, but it's always difficult, that final game, not only bidding farewell to the seniors, but trying to get everybody geared up for next year, because it seems like a long ways off.
Well, it is a long ways off, but it'll be a long year if we don't put a lot of work into it. And I told the guys before the game a little bit, and somebody asked me, and I had never not played in a regional final, even when I coached or played. So that's not a fun feeling to have to host a regional final and we not be in it. And unfortunately, it is what it is. And I know our young guys are going to use this to fuel themselves to get better.
Okay, Mike, thanks for stopping by after a tough loss. And all season long, we appreciate you swinging by and talking with us after the game. Take care.
All right, thanks.
It's head coach Mike Reynolds speaking with Jim Lee on the postgame show as Galesburg falls to Geneseo in their season-ending loss, 59-52. Also want to take this time to thank very much the sponsors of Galesburg High School boys basketball this season. On the list, I see Bates Collision Center, Breedlove Sporting Goods, Cranny Insurance, Dave's Auto Body, Galesburg Orthopedic, Goldfine and Bowls, Hungry Hobo, McDonald's, Midwest Regional Home Care, Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, Thorin's Pets and Supplies, Casey's Party Creations, Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service, Howe Overhead Door, James Norton Allstate. Our heartfelt thanks to each and every one of those sponsors for making it possible for us to bring you for 71 years Galesburg High School boys basketball and girls basketball. And still some broadcasts to go with the Carl Sandburg College women's basketball team trying to get to the national tournament for a fifth straight year. They're in the Region 4 finals Saturday afternoon at 2:30 against Illinois Valley. And that is a 2:30 tip-off. We'll be on the air with that one at 2:10. If they win that game, they will actually play at home in a national tournament play-in game on Monday. The opponent would be a team out of North Carolina as they play in Region 10. And the winner happens to be on the road, and they'll move it around from year to year. And this year it happens to be at John Lewis Gymnasium at Carl Sandburg College. But task at hand, Illinois Valley, a team that Carl Sandburg has split with during the regular season in a matter of three games, a 20-point win and a 7-point loss in a matter of 3 days. And Sandburg obviously looking forward to that game. Head coach Mike Bailey had a chance to speak with him, and he'll be our guest on Sports Saturday this week as we talk about the Carl Sandburg College women's basketball team, how far they've come this season, what they need to do to advance to the national tournament play-in game, and that again would be held next Monday. Time to be determined, and of course opponent to be determined, and you still got to get there with a win, so won't look too far ahead as the boys' season comes to an end, the girls' season is over, and what's left so far, Carl Sandburg College women's basketball, as we continue those broadcasts, and then it's back in the fall with Silver Streaks football, an improving program that went 5-4 this past season and just missed the playoffs. So again, thank you very, very much to all the sponsors, to everyone who tuned in to Galesburg High School boys and girls basketball this season. We very much appreciate it. Enjoy bringing it to you. Even when some equipment issues come along and yours truly gets frustrated, very apologetic for that. Just want to put out the very best product that we possibly can, and we will continue to strive to do that. Final words from Thiel Gymnasium and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. When we return, Galesburg falls to Geneseo in the regional semifinals 59-52. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball postgame on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Mike Hare, Galesburg native and former Mercer County State's Attorney. In just 3 months since I joined the Bill Butts Law Office, Bill and I have each attended three continuing legal education seminars, and we're both going to another one in early March to learn more about the recent significant changes in the Illinois DUI laws. We're committed to keeping up with the latest developments in Illinois law to better serve our clients. If you want knowledgeable legal representation, contact the Bill Butts Law Office the next time you need a lawyer.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
The Chargers women's basketball team battles Illinois Valley in the finals of the Region 4 tournament at Triton College Saturday. Pregame coverage begins at 2:10 on WGIL.
Final word from Thiel Gymnasium as the Silver Streaks boys basketball season comes to an end. Some positives and certainly some disappointments. You'd love to get to the regional championship game at your own regional. They do not do that. They fall at home to Geneseo 59-52. They finished the season with an 11-15 record. So the most 11 wins three times now since the 2001-02 season, I believe it was, when the Streaks won 16 games, also won a regional that year. They were trying to reach that mark, that plateau, get over the 11-win mark, get that regional under their belt. They were unable to do it. Four seniors, they graduate and leave the program. But, boy, you feel good about the sophomores who got so much playing time this year. Dalton Davis, of course, Brandon Thompson's emergence, Chad Thompson's emergence off the bench as a shooter. He's going to get a lot of playing time. Ryan McElmurray able to step up at the varsity and do some things. Obviously, another year of Victor Davis. That's exciting to see him coming back. So a guy's got a lot of varsity experience during this season, and expect this to be a pretty good basketball team next year.
Yeah, well, and as Coach Reynolds said, those two guys that you saw light up most of the points tonight are the future of the program, certainly the future of next year, Davis and Davis, Dalton and Victor. And they really gave Geneseo a lot of problems in this one, but they didn't have much help scoring.
No.
And, that was the one thing we thought that Geneseo did pretty well. They mixed it up. They got a lot of guys involved, especially in the first half, and made our defense worry about all different spots on the court. And just, I think, the balance of Geneseo, and then again of the experience of that point guard.
Gansett,
he was just terrific down the stretch, and that was the difference in the game.
Dave's Auto Buddy, Crunch Time Player of the Game. We talked about Dalton Davis. Been in a bit of a funk of late. Got out of it sort of in the game against Quincy with 12 points. But tonight, he was the Dalton of old, skying down the left side of the lane, laying it in with the left hand, made some three-point shots, three in the first half. Really liked what he had to offer. The loss leaves a bad taste in your mouth, obviously, going into the offseason, but he's got to feel pretty good about the game he played the season, where he put up about 12 points a ball game, was one of the top scorers in the Big Six, one of the best three-point shooters in the Big Six, got to the line with regularity. What a year.
Yeah.
Great year.
Yep, really was for him, and especially for a sophomore. And, of course, a nod to Victor Davis, too. He was just terrific in the first half, especially fourth quarter especially. You mentioned, Mike, how they were able to really deny him the ball in the paint very much. They pushed him out. He missed some three-point shots, and that's exactly what Geneseo said. Hey, shoot all those you want. Not that he can't make them, but he's a lot more dangerous to them if he's down inside, and they were able to force him out a little bit. And so a nod to Victor for a great effort tonight, but Dalton gets the Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Dalton Davis, just his sophomore. Dave's Auto Body, Crunch Time Player of the Game. And Streaks, I think they're going to hold their banquet a week from Monday, and they'll officially call it a season. And it's time to pay attention to, shortly, some of the spring sports as the weather finally gets out of this ugliness and gets into some nice weather, get into baseball and Major League Baseball and all that fun stuff. So that's it for us. I've really had a fun season doing this, and hard to believe 3 years have gone by. I know you've been here for many, many years. What, 14, I think it's been for you. So time flies when you're having fun, no doubt about it.
It really does, and hopefully we'll have some more fun next year with a team that finished a little under 500 this year. Hopefully they'll get over that 500 mark next year, and I'm sure Mike Reynolds will do everything he can to try and get them to that point.
Again, our heartfelt thanks to everybody who tuned in throughout this season. Hope you enjoyed the season. We certainly enjoyed bringing it to you, and that's it for now as we put the wraps on the 2008-09 Galesburg High School boys basketball season, an 11-15 record as they lose to Geneseo in the regional semifinals in Class 3A 59-52. For Jim Lee, I'm Mike Perry. Good night from Thiel Gymnasium.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Grandpa!
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.